Welcome to the Devin Nunes Podcast, breaking through the political noise, separating fact from fiction. Stay up to date by following Devin on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or downloading wherever you listen to podcasts. From the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system, here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Devin Nunes, welcome back to the Devin Nunes Podcast. I want to spend this episode real quickly trying to give in a deep dive into energy and power and how is our Navy powered. So we have back on Captain Jerry Hendricks, retired, the Navy master, author of the book, To Provide and Maintain a Navy. Give the listener just a quick elevator speech in terms of the logistics of powering the Navy. How are our ships? Maybe we start with how do we power our ships today?
Okay, so you know the evolution of the way we power our ships is really the evolution of the Navy. So you know, obviously, age of sail. You know, we just went where the wind blew us, and then all of a sudden we got steam engines, and so we started to burn coal. But coal actually takes up a lot of room, and it's not that energy dense. So you have a lot of capacity in the bunker, a lot of wasted space with air between it. So we went to fuel oil. And that actually gave us increased range with our ships as we converted all of our ships over to these oil bunkers. But now today, we have a Navy that's really powered by three distinct types of energy sources. One is diesel. So almost all of our amphibs and a lot of our logistics force, which don't have to sprint and go really fast, are powered by maritime diesel engines.
So give us a picture of that. What are those amphibs?
So they're
that people
they're,
see that, yeah, that are out
so
there powered by diesel.
Light amphibious light amphibious carriers, the LPDs like the San Antonio class, these are amphibs.
So they're the smaller, the ones that look like a supercarrier, but they're half the size.
That's right. And so they're generally and then they only go top speed around 20 to 24 knots. So they're not the speed demons of the fleet. And so you can go with something that has a diesel engine. And by the way, diesel is actually, in terms of energy efficiency, is one of the most efficient means of propulsion that we have within the fleet. And then on the higher end, so your Burke-class destroyers and the Ticonderoga-class cruisers, those are actually powered by gas turbines. So you literally have jet engines that are down in the bowels of these ships, and we feed them with jet fuel. And essentially those gas turbines then are reduced down through reduction gear to turn the shafts. But they have an ability to drive those ships very quickly, 30-plus knots, in order to keep up with the aircraft carriers that are out there, because those are principally required as aircraft carrier escorts. And then you have aircraft carriers. Now, this may shock people, but 100,000-ton ships are some of the fastest ships that we have in the Navy, because the aircraft carrier is powered by two nuclear power plants. And when we need more heat and more steam, we just raise the rods a little bit more and make that thing burn a little bit hotter. And that aircraft carrier can go quite fast. In fact, we generally don't talk about the classified top speed of our aircraft carriers. And then there's one additional thing, which is the littoral combat ships. The two LCS versions, LCS-1, the Independence class, LCS-2.
Those are the triangular shaped
ships. That's right.
Ships.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Freedom and Independence class, LCS-1 and LCS-2, they were built for speed. In fact, some of us in the Navy refer to them as the Ricky Bobby, I want to go fast ships. And they're made to go greater than 40 to 50 knots. So they are there to get from here to there at an exceptionally fast speed, and they're jet powered as well. They actually use jet engines to power water jet propulsors to get them to their higher speeds. And so you have these three ranges: diesel, gas turbines, and then nuclear power.
So where should we be looking in the future? What should the Congress be thinking about in terms of the best sources of power? So for example, nuclear power. Should we be looking at some new designs, new concepts with nuclear power?
So if I was king for the day and I had a larger checkbook, that I would look more seriously at nuclear power. In 1995, I was a TAO on board the USS Theodore Roosevelt, Nimitz-class aircraft carrier. We still had nuclear-powered cruisers that were escort for us. And so we had a national security crisis in 1995 that we had to turn and burn across the Mediterranean. And my nuclear-powered cruiser kept up with me and provided me with escort. 2 years later, in 1997, I'm still on the Roosevelt, we had a similar national security crisis actually dealing with Iraq, and we had to turn, but I didn't have my nuclear-powered cruisers anymore. We had decommissioned them out of the fleet. And by the time I got off the coast of Israel, all my escort ships had dropped off. They could not keep up with our aircraft carrier. And so if I was king for the day, I would want to bring back nuclear-powered escort ships for the carrier simply because if that's where I'm going to be operating, I need something that can keep up with me and doesn't need to be refueled essentially every day and a half, the way we do with some of our escort ships when we're operating at higher speeds. Now, for the day-to-day stuff, you know, everything that operates 12 knots or 20 knots and below, more diesel. So the Marines are always going to have a predilection towards diesel because the Marines are not necessarily to get there quickly, but they're to get there all at once and in mass. Mm-hmm. And so I look at sort of that balance between nuclear power, which I use for carriers and submarines today, mm-hmm. You know, gives that submarine that capability of sailing around the world submerged without ever having to surface, mm-hmm. And then diesel on the lower end.
And what about the – we've talked on previous episodes, we've talked about frigates. What would you think the new frigates would need to be powered by?
They're going to have to have a gas turbine because –
So a little bit faster.
They have to go a little bit faster. Our frigates are designed, I think, for a top speed of around 28 knots. And so a combination of turbines and perhaps diesel at the low end – to handle them when they're doing 3 to 10 knots is probably a diesel range, but gas turbine if I want to go faster. It's the only way I can really efficiently do that. And so you have the fuel, a jet fuel that's on JP5 to be able to run them.
Well, folks, there you go. We have naval lessons with Jerry Hendricks. It's always it's always fun, Jerry. You're just a wealth of knowledge, and thanks for getting our audience up to speed on
no problem
how ships are powered.
Yeah. Good to be here.
Devin Nunes. We'll catch you next time.
Stay up to date by following Devin Nunes on Rumble.com to watch the podcast or download wherever you listen to podcasts.
Storm clouds been gathering so long, I don't know.
The darkness around us leaves no easy road.
We started wondering if every road dead ends our dreams.
Wind whips the dust up and rain's pouring down.
Good people struggling in every hometown.
We've started wondering if we even matter at all. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we've kept our American faith.
Now it's not our first trial by fire like this.
It's nothing hard work and family can fix.
We've got the power to save it all here in our hands. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we kept our American faith. We're already half the way there. We'll take that hard road to happier days. 'Cause we've kept our American faith. Ooh, we kept our American faith.
paid for by Devin Nunes Campaign Committee.